Glasgow University Hospital houses the oldest renal unit in the country, and I'm requesting an update on the new unit. Now, in February this year, the HSE informed me that the feasibility study on the unit is to be completed within a two-month framework, and that was 2 months ago. The response also states that national capital approval will be submitted as stage one, quarter two, 2024. We're now in quarter three. And the reason I'm asking you for an update is that we've had delay after delay. Over 12 months ago, the Department of Health confirmed a feasibility study would be complete and submitted for capital approval in late quarter three, 2023. On the 1st of April, 2022, the HSE said the accommodation schedule was being completed. And then, as part of stage one of the capital process, a feasibility study would be completed in 4 to 6 months. That's 26 months ago. And back in 2019, the national clinical lead for the HSE renal office said a new renal unit would be needed at SUH. That's 5 years ago, Taoiseach. So I'm hoping for good news today.
Thanks to Deputy Harkin for raising this matter, and I can hear her palpable frustration on behalf of her constituents. So I want to assure her, firstly, of our commitment to the development. So what I have in front of me, just to share with you the note I have, says a feasibility study is currently underway, as you know, in relation to a new 4-bay renal dialysis unit. Capital submission will be made in Q3 or Q4 of this year, with a view to progressing to detailed design in 2025. But based on what you tell me today about a history of delays, let me probe that further. I know how important this is to the hospital. It's going to replace a current temporary 3-bed renal unit on Medical 5, which will actually create an extra space for the renal dialysis unit in Sligo as well. So I'll personally look into this and come back to you.